today, and you know how I am, just absolutely crazy. So I do believe we have Dawn from Canada on the line. So, Dawn, are you there?
Hi, yeah, I'm here.
Hi, how are you?
Good, bud.
I'm doing pretty good. I guess I might be considered a little crazy because I unfortunately didn't listen to much of your show. I just caught your last caller and the comments about Bilderberg, and it compelled me to call. I should have listened to more because I don't have much to offer in response to home repairs. Although I'm working at it, I'm trying to fix it. You know, we had this situation, or the Telegraph did an article talking about how U.S. cities, through the guidance of Obama, are planning to maybe bulldoze themselves on a way to repair. Or bulldoze ourselves to change the fact that we're not going to survive if we don't. It's totally crazy. It's just kill yourself because we can't fix this. We don't have the intellect to understand what's going down. And that's pretty crazy. You'd have to look that up and figure it out. I can't figure it out either. But anyway, why I'm calling, Oracle's clearly one of the greatest radio broadcasters on the face of the planet. And I'm trying to find common ground for us all. What is freedom? What is tyranny? And so I'm compelled to speak in the defense of what everybody's referring to as the New World Order, like Bilderberg, for example. Okay, do we have any evidence against any of these guys for a criminal offense? Because if we do, that's what we need to go after. There's a lot of really simple things that people aren't aware of due to our failures to communicate that would achieve justice for ourselves because there's nobody in opposition. An example is Bush repeatedly told America and the world that Saddam wouldn't let the inspectors in. Well, that's a lie. You know, it's a bold-faced lie that he continually did, and nobody in America challenged him. Alex Jones never.
Right. John, can you hang on? We have to go over a break, so I'll pull you over to the other side. Great, great, great tune. We are back here at Cornet Country, and we do have John from Canada on the line with us. So, John, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Awesome. All right. Floor's all
yours. Sure. Just really quickly, you know, I think there's a second delay in our conversations. I think you hear me instantly, but I'm a second behind your words. But that's just something outside. The reason I was compelled to call, I certainly don't have the ready pat answers for everything in the universe, but I'll tell you, we've seen a lot of good people that say they're patriots, and they are, I guess, but we want us, for some weird reasons, we want to make things really, really complicated because we can't be duped by idiots who just do it so simply. It just can't be that easy. And really, you know, I believe it is. You know, Bush closed 9/11 investigations immediately after the terrorist event occurred. He didn't want to get any bad guys there for. Do you want to nab the actual evildoers or otherwise? I mean, that's how simple it is. He doesn't want to go after the bad guys. No, but what about the CFR and the new Bilderberg and the Catholic Church and the Jews? And well, some of those guys could be criminals too, but Bush is obstructing justice by disallowing the FBI from pursuing the crime scene leads at the real murder scene. There's not another side to that, but people, it can't be that easy, because then if it was, I'd be sort of a kind of an idiot for not speaking out prior, you know? Similarly, like everything's like this, the banks don't cover our loans. They don't reach into their pockets to give us a penny, ever. And yet we're bailing them out. That's irrational. You wouldn't give them money. They don't cover our loans as it is. And all they do is get money for free. And giving them trillions and trillions of dollars on only hopes that they'll lend some back makes no sense because they don't cover the loans. And they already have, J.P. Morgan, for example, had through this entire so-called crisis more than $80 trillion to lend to anybody who was asking. But instead of us understanding that, you know, we get complicated because there's no easy answer. Like I'm having struggles with this too. All I know is the answers are right here. You know, if we can communicate, do people want to be indiscriminately murdered? No, we don't. Well, then we need justice on our side. And what are the rules that hold us together? Well, you need evidence to form a conclusion. If you have no evidence against the person, he's an innocent bloke or gal. And this is like the Magna Carta. And a lot of people died to bring us that truth, and yet it's apparently gone, you know, because we got all kinds of innocent people at Guantanamo, of which they've tortured, raped, done terrible things to, not serving our interests, and yet we're supposedly lost on demanding their immediate arrest for kidnapping, because you've got no evidence against the person. That's a kidnapped victim. You know, the person who kidnapped them needs to be charged. So stuff like that. I think that's all the answers of all our problems that I just pretty much mentioned, or to get to the solutions anyway. Like, we've got to get the bad guys. And so there are a lot of people, everybody calls themselves the Patriot. That's important to understand, too. All the extreme right-wing people, all extreme left-wing people, the torturers, I'm sure, if you ask them, they say, oh, I'm a Patriot. I've got to torture this innocent person to death to get the info. But that person who does that criminal offense of torture doesn't support pursuing the crime scene leads at the real murder scene. So, and Glenn Beck's a Patriot, too. Everybody at Fox News is a Patriot. So we want to be stand with the Patriots and not divide ourselves, but a lot of people who call themselves Patriots don't serve justice for ourselves. So I think we can do it. I think if I was on CNN and said, look, Bush closed investigations, we want him reopened right now, we got to arrest him for obstructing justice. Cheney planned to steal all Iraqi's oil resources, as according to the documents that we have at our perusal, prior to the campaign beginning. So he wanted to go in there and steal everything with Dutch Shell. He's a criminal. He's an evil.
The problem is, if you were on CNN, you wouldn't say that. They'd just add you out and fire you. You're not going to get away with that.
Exactly.
As far as how do we hold somebody, how are we going to hold them accountable? They won't. It's not going to happen. Bush is never going to open up a new investigation. How are we going to get due process? The only way to free those people in Guantanamo would be for a group of people to go down there and free them, because our system isn't going to allow it.
I guess the thing I think is important, there have been 5 Republican administrations since the Eisenhower years. I've worked in 4 of them and worked closely with a 5th, the Reagan administration, as part of the congressional leadership in the House. And these are, it's a range of times and issues, everything from Watergate to Iran-Contra to Desert Storm to 9/11, a series of issues that I think are an important part of American history.
All right, we're going to take a break there. Dictator Cheney. So Tater is on with Fred Van Susteren, and talking about his memoirs and the fact, and that was surprising. The guy had 5 Republican administrations since Eisenhower. He's been in 4 of them. That's kind of scary. Was the guy who got multiple deferments in the draft during the Vietnam War? I mean, again, you know, it's the same old story. Essentially, this guy is evil personified in the fact that he encouraged torture, encouraged the waterboarding. And there's a possibility there's thousands of people that we killed as a result of torture. And then you get this General Sanchez running around now who's saying, wait, hang on a minute. We basically were abandoned on regards to the interrogation as far as the military was concerned. But look, you know, Sanchez knew it was going on. All these people knew it was going on. And they should have done something about it. They should have said no. That it violated the Geneva Convention. They were going to follow those orders. There were reports literally that if they went into Iran or did anything additional to what was going on in Iraq, that there were going to be a number of generals that basically were going to revolt. And it's very interesting that after that. The rhetoric about Iran, about attacking Iran, kind of, you know, died down a little bit. But still, you know, allowing this kind of stuff to go on. And I look at, I know a lot of it was done through these third party contractors like Kellogg Brown and Root, Blackwater, other people that came in and performed these interrogations. But still, you know, that doesn't make it any more right. It doesn't at all, and it doesn't absolve these people. Of anything that they've done, but you know, and the problem and the thing is about that, folks. There's going to be a price. There's going to be a price for us to pay for that, because ultimately it's our responsibility in the fact that we allowed this to happen. And I think a lot of us, you know, find ourselves removed from that responsibility. Oh, well, you know, it's just, hey, you know, they just, that's the government doing their thing. No, it's, folks, it's our responsibility. It's our government, whether we like it or not. It's our country, and it's our government, and just because we haven't done anything with our government to straighten them out. We've allowed this beast to grow so large that the only way to take it back is to tie them up and start over and take it back from the bottom up and go from there. But when we come back, we'll play more of this tantalizing interview with Cheney. So stay with us.
She was a flower for the taking. Her beauty tugged just like a knife. He was a banker from Macon. Sure to love her all his life. He bought her a mansion on a mountain with a formal garden and a lot of land. But paradise became her prison. That Georgia banker was a jealous man.
Lovely daughter Liz with Brenda and Foster on the Fox News Network there, talking about his nearly 40 years in Washington, 4 out of 5 Republican administrations he was in, and we're going to talk about 9/11 and Iraq. Here we go.
One of the things you just mentioned, classified documents, of course, that's got to go to the issue everyone's been talking about. You want some documents declassified having to do with waterboarding. And the president, the current president, has the authority to do so, and he has not declassified them. Is that where we are?
Yes, but the way I would describe them is they have to do with the detainee program, the interrogation program. It's not just waterboarding. It's the interrogation program that we use for high-value detainees. And there were 2 reports done that summarize what we learned from that program, and they are... I think they provide a balanced view. The president's already released the legal opinions that allowed us to do them. I think you ought to also release the results and show what, in fact, we accomplished as a result of that.
And the reason, as I understand it, I think Liz, you were on with us the other night about, is that what they're saying is that they're subject to a collateral request, a Freedom of Information Act litigation, and that's the impediment, right?
That's the claim by the agency. The fact is, the president's the ultimate authority on classification and declassification. He can declassify those things at the stroke of a pen. Totally within his prerogatives to do so, and he, in effect, had to do that when he released the legal memos earlier. I'm sure those were subject to the same kind of limitation, that they were part of ongoing litigation. But he could, with a stroke of a pen, declassify what I'm asking for tonight.
And the downside of him doing that from his perspective is what?
I don't know. I obviously haven't talked to him about it, I think it would be valuable information to have out there as part of the ongoing debate and dialogue about interrogation techniques. I think it would add a lot, and I think sooner or later it will come out. I don't know why they're so reluctant to produce them.
At least they'll answer the question in this particular he said, she said that's been going on about this. Mm-hmm. Right? It must be hard for you to find, you know, you love your father and you hear the dispute and the people critical. Some he's got great fans, he's got critics as well. Tough for you?
Well, I think you never like to see somebody you love being criticized, and certainly some of the portrait and the picture out there of him is, you know, not the dad that I know and love. But I'm also, I just really feel very proud of him, and very proud of the fact that he is, you know, standing up now. It's sort of what he's done his whole career, to sort of stand up and stand for what's right, and to say, wait a minute, you know, it's not right to mischaracterize the policies of the last 8 years. It's not right to reveal only half the picture to the American people. It's certainly not right to really libel the brave men and women who conducted this program and the lawyers who provided the legal framework for the program. So, you know, I think that you never like to see somebody criticized, but you know, I feel very proud of, you know, being able to stand up with him and learn from him.
One of the discussions, Mr. Vice President, today at the lunch, you talked about is whether there was a tie between Saddam Hussein and 9/11, and that George Tenet said there was, the former director of the CIA. On his watch, an awful lot of things happened, you know, during the Clinton administration when he was director of the CIA as well. What happened? Was he, I mean, why so much bad information? We had 9/11 happen under his watch. We had the embassies in Africa that got bombed under his watch. An awful lot of things happened under his watch.
Correct. But on the question of whether or not Iraq was involved in 9/11, there was never any evidence to prove that. There was some reporting early on, for example, that Muhammad Atta had met with a senior Iraqi intelligence official, but that was never borne out. And George, while he brought that information forward, as it became aware, in fairness to George, it would be important to say he did say and did testify that there was an ongoing relationship between al-Qaeda and Iraq, but no proof that Iraq was involved in 9/11.
But what happened to our CIA? I mean, if you sort of like, if you go back and sort of pull the strings, so to speak, see what was going on, is that there were an awful lot of events that have happened in the last even 10 years or so, I picked that arbitrary, in which our intelligence was just wrong. We failed to block something. You know, we failed to the embassies. I use that as an example. But,
I think it's important to understand what intelligence is all about. We want perfection. We want to have absolute accuracy. We want to believe in what we're told. And the intelligence business is more an art form than a science. In World War II, Pearl Harbor, didn't pick up on it. 6 months later, masterstroke, when our guys intercepted and broke the Japanese Navy code and led directly to the victory at Midway. Our recent history is similar to that. You know, for example, they misread Saddam Hussein's intent when he invaded Kuwait in 1990. They underestimated the extent of the Iraqi program to try to acquire nuclear capability back in 90 and 91. They missed 9/11. On the other hand, they've done a magnificent job as part of the effort to keep the United States safe these last 7.5 years.
Which I guess why we go back to the documents, because sure. I guess maybe I'm reading this from the outside, mm-hmm. and why, you know, the documents, if we declassified more, maybe we could have a greater understanding of the situation, because we only are on the outside.
Well, the reason we maintain secrets is because we want to preserve especially our methods, our capabilities. But the fact is that the intelligence community has had some enormous successes in the last few years. You usually don't hear about the successes. What you hear about are the train wrecks, the things that didn't work out quite right. But I think what they did on the terrorist surveillance program has been magnificent. I think what they've done on the interrogation program of high-value detainees, I think both of those were great successes and are very much the reason why we were able to avoid a major attack against the United States since 9/11.
Transparency. The new administration says that's going to be their mission. How do you rate them so far?
Well, they're falling a little short. If you believe in transparency, why not release these memos?
Transparency?
Well, yeah. I mean, I think transparency is important, but I think that, you know, the media has an important role to play here, because I think that hypocrisy is something the American people really can smell. And when an administration wants to take credit for being transparent, but then only releases half the story, I think that the news media really has an obligation to ask why that is and to keep the pressure on and to make sure they get answers that the American people deserve about why we aren't getting the full story.
All right. No evidence whatsoever about Iraq being involved with 9/11. But they didn't stop us from attacking him, and that didn't stop us from using that as the excuse to attack them. Oh, of course, we got the tubes and the LK and all that good stuff. But all right, we'll come back. Got Johnny Canada holding. We'll dive more into this on the other side. Stay with us on the Midnight Ride. We've got Tater and his daughter, and you know, little Liz is out there too. Oh, her daddy is so sweet. It's not the daddy that I know. No, I love my little daddy here. He's great, and we're out begging for mercy. We want these documents, because there's legal opinions in there that basically say that whatever the president thought was legal was therefore legal. So basically, Cheney's looking for his get out of Guantanamo card. That's what he's looking for. His get out of jail free card. All right, let's go to Canada. Let's talk to John, who has been patiently waiting. John, go right ahead. You're on the Midnight Rider.
Hey, Mike. Hey. Yeah, wow. That Cheney, hey, makes you believe that demons do exist.
Oh, yeah, that's
incredible.
Evil personified, definitely.
Yeah, he's definitely warring ourselves, because if you're half informed, you'd know a lot of this stuff is like extremely evil for him to contend. Particularly his daughter, I'm really surprised at how far out she's willing to go, because she'd be fully aware. I mean, you know, the instances where he's been exposed as an enemy to the Republic is almost innumerable to mention. But I'll just mention a couple of things. I mean, right after, or in the year, I think it's 2001, Judicial Watch sued. I'm trying to remember. They sued the government to, it was the Commerce Department, because Cheney had top secret meetings just before 9/11. So they sued for those documents and got them. And Cheney and his boys at Dutch Shell had plans to steal Iraqi's oil wells just prior to 9/11 occurring. So and as we know from Rumsfeld, as soon as the 9/11 happened, they told intelligence agencies, find a connection. Don't follow the evidence trail of the mass murder scene. Go make connections between Iraq and 9/11 so we can get in there and steal all their resources. But so a lot of people might not be aware of that because they're not big news hounds. But there's instances with Kucinich and Bugliosi. He's the prosecutor against the Manson family there when they murdered Sharon Tate. He's a world-renowned prosecutor. If you guys remember, he brought forward the same argument, one of the arguments that Kucinich was bringing forward, and that was that Bush and Cheney were personally responsible for doctoring the national intelligence estimate. So Cheney to go, oh, well, we really want to get the intelligence right, but it's an art, you know, and I get to play with your souls and watch you die victims needlessly, but for lack of leadership. But anyway, they doctored the National Intelligence Estimate from the CIA. So the CIA's position was going to war in Iraq is causeless. There's no reason to bomb these people. Why do you want to kill these people? Who did the crimes? They didn't support going to war in Iraq. Bush and Cheney, the White House, doctored those documents, gave a fraudulent version to congressmen, said, this is what the CIA thinks. This is what actually 16 intelligence agencies think. It's a really good idea. Let's go in there and steal their stuff. And yet, it's fully documented. Like, this is the thing. He wants all the documents to be released. The stuff is already released. You know, this is one of the 36 charges that Kucinich had against Cheney and Bush. And this is, like, a documented solid. They doctored to con Congress, to con the American people, to con the kids' grunts to die as victims because they get their teenage minds that have yet to be fully developed. And they're terrified of the big, scary world that the real men have to contend with. But Cheney, he knows they're not going to take our calls for justice because, hey, he closed 9/11 investigations immediately after the terrorist event occurred, according to the FBI, according to Senator Daschle. They tried to murder Senator Dashiell of Anthrax, if you remember, but he told us he closed investigations. He does not want justice. And his daughter would be well aware of the fact that he had dibs on stealing their stuff early on Iraq. No interest in going after who did us wrong, but to authorize torture. He says whatever the president says is okay. It's a lie.
And also the other thing, too, John, is before the anthrax, they were wanting to move slow on this Patriot Act thing, and as soon as the anthrax hit Dashiell's office and Brokaw and the post office, man, it was Katie by the door. We're not going to read this thing. Put it up for a vote. We're done.
Yeah, exactly. And, all these draconian, fascistic, underminings of freedom for ourselves, because the evidence is it does exist. Prior to 9/11, Cheney was responsible for what was called the Dabbal Working Group. This was him again. All these top secret things for him to have dibs on the oil wells. Those were top secret meetings. He didn't want people to know he was meeting with Dutch Shell, the guys who were trying to attack helicopters and mow down innocent villagers if you get in the way of profit margins. He didn't want you to know that, but we found out that he had. You know, like, this is the nature of what he does to us. So they have the Dabbal Working Group, and this was a group that he was telling people on the inside to find a way to get into Afghanistan. You know, there's all kinds of money to be had there. You know, and why? Why did they do that? Because Enron was facing their impending criminal bankruptcy, and if they could generate billions of dollars in revenue, they would have been able to stave that off. And you got to remember, Enron was Bush's biggest financial backer. The biggest backer of any politician in the history of humanity. They just pumped tons of money into his pocket. So he had lots of favors to dish out. And that was one of the big things Cheney did, because the Taliban wouldn't help out Enron. And Enron, you know, Cheney was worried those soldiers might wake up and understand. Enron was stealing their grandmother's pension. And he didn't want the soldiers to become enlightened and understand what true evil he does represent their sacrificing their interests for criminal gain. So this is, again, all documented. And the most important thing that people need to understand is he doesn't want to get those who did us wrong on 9/11, and yet he uses that.
Right.
He criticizes Obama. He says he's not defending us. And Cheney's got no interest in defending anybody. And his daughter is a total, you know, a demon herself to pretend. You can hear how nice her voice sounds, and she just loves her father. She can't be that ignorant. It's impossible, particularly when you're the daughter. She'd know half of these things minimally, if not all of it. You know, and it's sick that we're sold this bill of goods like there's nobody out here that can criticize Cheney on his demon lies. And I've only covered a couple of. There's all kinds of things that go on and on and on. You know,
hold right there. We're going to take a break. Let me stop you there before we delve into something else. Back in a minute with more final half hour right around the corner.
Someplace is here. If I had a would find what I'd find in your arms. Everybody loves somebody sometime. And although my dream was overdue, your love made it well worth waiting for someone.
Little Liz loved her daddy. Yes, he do. She loved her daddy. She's right there with him saying, please, help my daddy get out of jail free card. Let's get those documents released. It's got those little legal opinions in there that say that whatever George Bush thought was legal was therefore legal. Yeah, we need those. And John Hill with the pliers and the testicles and the kids. Help my daddy out now because the New World Order don't need him no more and can't do nothing with him anymore. So he's on his own now because... Remember, they don't like anybody. And they don't like my daddy no more. So we're going to write a book, and we're going on all these talk shows basically begging for mercy. And we got John in Canada on. And John, that's the interesting thing, is this guy is showing up everywhere. I mean, this guy probably would show up at birthday parties and bar mitzvahs if he has the opportunity to basically get on the air and beg for mercy, because essentially that's what this guy's doing.
Well, yeah, but they knew all along it was highly illegal what they were planning, you know. And it's because they can't pursue the crime scene leads at the real murder scene, so they have to, as every other dictatorship who's been part of this kind of machination has done prior. You know, you got to start torturing people, incarcerating innocent people, and you got to make the people disbelieve that justice can be there for themselves. I've watched a Frontline episode. I don't remember which one it was. Most of them are really good. They're kind of boring sometimes, but there's lots of valuable information there, and you can get them on torrent. But I was watching one of them, and I can't remember which one, but they were talking about how Cheney, after it had been formally disclosed that Atta played no part in meeting anybody in Prague because he was under FBI surveillance at the time, or, you know, the Bush monsters through Abel Danger were following him all over the place in America at that moment. It just couldn't be possible. He went on and lied about it for years, several years, and in the Frontline episode, they keep showing him over and over again, even though everybody in the CIA said it's bogus, and really, they don't want anybody to pay attention to Atta, because if you do, then you find out Atta was funded by General Ahmad. That's, you know, Bush's buddy, who was at the White House 2 days prior to 9/11 working on their invasion of Afghanistan plan.
And John, hold on there, because it even gets worse in the case of Atta. Because not only is Atta getting money from General Ahmed in the days before 9/11, he's also working for a company called Huffman Aviation, who's flying Jeb Bush around all over the country. And while they're flying him around, they're also running drugs all over North America and Central America. And who's one of their pilots doing it? Muhammad Atta.
Wow, you know, well, that's just typical. You know that these guys continually. They can't escape. I'm not going to allow them to. We can't. This has been going on for, like, as you say, like in around 40-odd years. And understand, they've always been, how many wars? Who knows? Lots and lots of wars Rumsfeld and Cheney and those like those two have done. And they say when they kill all these people indiscriminately, it's for democracy. And yet they've never been elected.
Right.
These guys have never been elected. And yet they continually war our worlds for democracy, and then when they go into Iraq, there's still tens of thousands of men in prison without charge there. You know, he talks about torture like it's beneficial, and yet we know the mercenaries, like Khaki, for example, who participate in this sexual torture, of course, they're sadist, sexually dysfunctional enemies of man and God. But we're all well aware that that's who they've hired to do this torturing. But no, he's going to use the TV paradigm. It's waterboarding. No, we got some good intelligence. How many innocent people have been tortured to death by sadists from third world military dictatorships? Because that's who Cheney hires. That's who Rumsfeld hires in his special ops program. You know, mercenary goons from places like South Africa who take joy in just shooting people at random and then give us videotapes of it and say, yeah, I'm lawless. I can't be arrested because I'm a disciple of Bush. Bush is your reality. And no, he's not. They knew it was illegal to torture people. You know who made it worth a death sentence? Ronald Reagan.
Yes.
Ronald Reagan in the War Crimes Act, I think.
Yeah,
you know, he was smart enough to go, look, whatever the arguments are, I don't care. It's an innocent person you're torturing. you're a criminal, and you deserve to be put to death for advocating that. Or not advocating, for committing that crime, I should say, not advocating it. But, I mean, it's a serious offense, and it's a, we can see how it actually works in society. There's a whole bunch of people that go, yeah, it makes sense. What if the guy knows it's a, he's got a bomb in Los Angeles? Well, that's never the case. And even if it was, those arguments aren't rational because, well, okay, and I could argue it, but people don't never have the time to hear me explain it. But you go, okay, the guy's got a bomb. Well, how did you know he's got a bomb? No, it's just a fiction I'm making up as a rational justification for somebody to be tortured. Well, no, you said the guy knows that there's a bomb in Los Angeles. How do you know that? Well, I don't want to have to think that far. And that's what justice is all about. It is about thinking that far. It is about understanding where our rights are being infringed upon and what a court of law is all supposed to be about. Cheney don't want that. They want to kidnap people at random off the deserts in Afghanistan, tell us how they're the most dangerous terrorists on our planet, and therefore they can't be granted an opportunity to speak in their own defense. He's an enemy. He's an enemy of democracy. He's an enemy of freedom. He's an enemy of every human being still breathing that hasn't suffered the indiscriminate attacks that he's authorized. You know, when he says anything that the Bush authorized is, or he sort of suggested that, it's all legal like Nixon did. No, it's not. It's that we don't have the leadership. We don't have, you know, what can I tell you? We don't have the manhood. We don't have the womanhood. We just don't have the power yet.
Yeah.
Yet.
And you know, the other thing, John, is, you know, the one thing I'm surprised about after this type of announcement, that there's not 4,300 families on their way to Jackson Hole, Wyoming. But this man basically just admitted on national television that the deaths of their children were all based on a lie. And the sad thing is the vast majority of people around the country and around the world don't remember back 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 years to when these events went down and they happened and what the mantra was and what these guys were putting out on television and in the news every day as the reason to why they went to the war, and that was because Saddam Hussein was involved in 9/11.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, he's not going to. It's only our failures to communicate. If this discussion was taking place at CNN, you'd better believe any still living soldier would start demanding answers. You know, as it is right now, they have no leadership either.
Right.
You know, they're killing people in Afghanistan while supporting the security of the heroin pushers. And there's all kinds of incredible documentaries on the junkies in New York City, junkies in Vancouver. This is such a hugely addictive narcotic. People try it because they want to try something new, and bang, that's it. They can't get out of it, and they get stuck there, maybe for the rest of their lives, and die on the street as lost souls. And they're making money off of that. And there's no excuse for that. But we don't even have, you know, leadership positions in the military to go, look, well, this is unacceptable. Soldiers are dying for heroin pushers? No, it's not going to be allowed. We're not going to sacrifice our lives to put this form of deadly narcotic into the hands of our children back home. And yet that's what's happening. With Canadian soldiers have said the same thing. I've seen a documentary on Canadian soldiers being asked, dragoons, I think they were called. And they go, yeah, well, we can't do anything about it. We're just going to let them, harvest it and ship it out to Vancouver because we don't want to get shot at. Well, you know, you're the enemy then. You know, you're not defending ourselves here. And you're not doing anything for women's rights in Afghanistan either. Now, how difficult is that? All we've got to do is speak for women's rights, and yet Obama doesn't even have that within him. Instead, he says, we're not there to help them. We're there to get the terrorists. And it's got nothing to do with the crime scene leads that he's ignored also, while the bankers just lead us into insanity. Because the madness is unending, as you're well aware, regarding the fiascos. All they do is take money from us. Bailing them out is totally crazy. And they're robbing us. They're robbing us blind. They're trying to rob us blind.
Yeah.
Well, shows like yours, I don't think we're ever going to be stopped. We're gonna win this one. We have to. Otherwise, you know, eventually. So I like it to happen tomorrow. Let's get on to the National Coast to Coast Radio program and demand open debate on these important discoveries that are old already.
I'll tell you what, a better idea, John, and I'm gonna let you go here, is call your local radio station and tell them to put this radio program on. Tell with George Norrie and getting Clear Channel to do what's right. They're not going to do what's right. They're just bought and paid for, like everybody else is. Get this show on some more radio stations, and we'll start even having a bigger impact. And so stay with us back in just a minute. But good points, John.
Georgia. Georgia. The whole day through.
just an old sweet song. Keep Georgia on my mind.
Georgia on my mind.
I said, Georgia. Georgia. A song of you. As sweet and clear as moonlight through the pines.
Total control of a population. Full on control. And again, the terminology that many people choose to use, for better or for worse, is surreal. And that's a fairly accurate way to describe a lot of things right now. Exponential growth, awareness, knowledge, wisdom, information, explosion. But we have plenty of tools. We've got plenty of documentation. Oh my dear Lord Jesus! He's swimming in it. I mean, there's documentation all over the place. It's not difficult to prove certain things. It's difficult for people to go outside of their standard belief systems, hence BS, short for, you know, bull you know what. And belief systems, that is the very thing that does get in the way of our progress. Certainly feeling like a DJ Ansari today. New song by AC/DC, War Machine. And it is a war machine. It is a war machine. We are living in a machine. We're being processed through a machine. And our young boys are being drained. So no longer remember the good masculine energy that they come into this plane of existence with. Disregard that and open up their heart to the demonic energy of the war machine. Go out with an M16 and blow someone's head straight off their body with no remorse whatsoever. So this war machine is really waging war on consciousness and on the American family, families all over the world. It's not just about killing others. Because when you hurt others, you hurt yourself. Oh dear. So many things to talk about today. 866-841-1065. Help curb the loneliness and give me a call. Help curb the loneliness, Outside the Box audience. Help curb the loneliness. Oh, there's no one in the flesh. I'm kidding. There's plenty. I just got lots of energy and I love to talk. We'll be down. I will be down at Beautiful Pizza today at 520 or so, 34th and Southeast Belmont. And if you're listening in Oregon and you're near the I-5 corridor, just take the OMSI exit, whether you're coming south. There are a couple of people came from Washington a couple of weeks ago. Or whether you're coming from north Washington going south, yeah, take the OMSI exit. The same thing if you're coming from south, from Salem, from Wilsonville. It's real accessible. Very, very accessible. And it's, you know, but I don't always have the best people skills when it comes to crazy people coming along. Sometimes I'll just be quiet and hope they go away and hope they calm down when people come up and they start babbling crazy things. So most of the people I would not categorize as being crazy, but there's a few people that might come around that are a little bit, I mean, it's the nature of what I talk about. We talk about things that are different, so you're obviously going to attract very different people. And not everyone's going to be the most stable. And this guy came last week, and he must have had some straight demons in him. I don't know what was going on, but you can tell that he was making people very nervous just by standing next to them. So some people have to work on their own people skills and learn not to come in and try to take a hold of the group or give me 99,000 questions. You can ask me questions, but try not to be a weirdo when you do it. It's a simple thing to ask. Try not to be a weirdo when you do it. John in Canada has called in. We're going to talk to him for a couple minutes. There's many things going on in the world. Let me know what you'd like to talk about by calling 866-841-1065. And it looks like we're going to be here for another hour. Hello, John.
Hey, Alex. Yeah, you know, you're talking about, you know, people skills and trying not to be too kooky about it. But, you know, the trouble is, like you're saying about trillions, you know, people aren't accustomed to the terminology. They don't, or some people, you'd hope that most people would actually understand it's 1,000 billion. But, you know, some ideas people aren't used to, and we're all affected by suggestion. Like, this is a terrified thing that so many people can't deal with because we don't understand it, and we're fearful of what we don't understand, so it's really difficult to communicate to others that we're affected by suggestion. Essentially, we're all lightly under hypnosis, and that's actually a function of reality because there's no absolute certainty, and we have to go by some faith on what we're listening to from time to time. But anyway, so I have that struggle myself. Like, I try to tell people, and I unfortunately fail so far. I try to tell people, look, the banker doesn't cover our loans. Like, when they give us money to buy things, it didn't come out of the banker's pocket. It comes out of the public authority. We've been pirated. We've been hijacked. But that's, you know, the nature of money has always been like that because so few people can comprehend what it means. They just go on faith. It's like the banks represent our false religion. You don't understand it, but the banks rule the universe because at every major intersection, at every capital city, what do you got? You got the biggest buildings of the city, and then they're bank buildings, and yet the bank is on the first floor at the back corner, open like 4 hours a day, and the rest of the monolith is committed to leasing out to other companies. But that's what it's like everywhere in the Western world. These people get money for nothing. And bailing them out is completely irrational. It makes no sense. But people are through suggestion and through the magic of television, they think, well, if they don't understand...
Okay, John, we're going to be back in about 2 minutes' time. We're back in 2 minutes. Stay with me, John. Okay, John, go ahead. I forget where we were.
I was trying to get at the point that... I unfortunately sound kooky to the vast majority of the Western world, not because I'm kooky, it's because people don't understand. And instead of going, well, you know, I kind of understand what you're saying, or I don't, they just go, don't listen to him. He rocks my world and makes me look out to be like a total idiot who doesn't understand
anything. He's one of them bubble poppers. He's one of them beer bug pills, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'd rather go blind than acquiesce to the fact that there are wise men and women in this world that don't get ready access as we should. In the case of banking, I mean, all they do is take our money. Understand, they have no expenses. Okay, so to bail them out makes no sense. They get money for free as it is. They're the wealthiest people on the face of our planet who do nothing for nobody but charge us interest on money that they never borrowed to us. We borrowed it to ourselves, but that's the biggest idea that nobody can grasp. Because it's really in God's authority. It's the public's authority, but people can't grasp that notion, really. They say, I know what you mean. Yeah, you're a communist. No, I'm just a wiser man than generally most Americans because we haven't been educated to understand, and we haven't been challenged. You know, the reason they gave, like, and again, it's enumeracy. We don't understand how big these numbers are. You know, more than $10 trillion they've given to the wealthiest people who already had all our money as it was.
They were brainwashing us with the Chuck E. Cheese franchise, when we as kids jumped in there, well, some of us, and there were a bunch of plastic balls, and we used to swim in those. I want to do an art project or video with the Chuck E. Cheese balls. If anybody, I'm sorry to interrupt you, anybody in Portland want to do a video with me with the Chuck E. Cheese balls, let's go get some pizza, and grab a camera, and have some fun. Go ahead. I have some ideas with the analogy of the $1 trillion thing you're talking about and Chuck E. Cheese balls, but go ahead. Some people are going, what is he talking about? It's like this thing you swim in, and it's plastic balls. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm familiar with that for sure. But when we actually do understand, and this is the scary thing that makes me sound kooky, but I'm not kooky. I'm actually a truth teller and a demon slayer. the truth is they don't cover our loans. So they gave this money and they said it was to increase capital. Well, that doesn't make sense either, because J.P. Morgan, the bank J.P. Morgan, has had more than $1 trillion through this entire so-called crisis. If you needed to borrow money, get it from them, because they only have to cover 1/100. Well, it's one. My knowledge on it is 1/80, but it doesn't even. That's not even true either, because it's even less. But it's so that means $80 trillion. J.P. Morgan has had freely within their grasp to lend to us at interest, and yet Obama says, no, we got to increase capital. It's all a scam. They're criminals who need to be arrested. And if we say no, we're not going to do that. We're going to blame the Bilderberg, or we're going to blame the CFR. We're never going to empower ourselves with justice on our side, and we can do it. It's just, people think, if we see bad cops, of which we do occasionally, we think, well, that's what the cops are. That's a bad cop. I was, in fact, this whole thing, I'll try to tie it all together here quickly. I was arrested.
Well, let's go to break. Unfortunately, we have the top of the hour break now. We'll come back. We'll continue discussing that. I know. But hey, everybody, we're going commercial free for David Icke. When they're young, it's so easy to use for political purposes. Yeah, I'm in worship mode. God, Messiah, Jesus, man that doesn't look like me. Oh, Africa. But it sounds familiar, doesn't it?
I think after 9/11, my friends, instead of telling people to go shopping or take a trip, we should have...
And that's pretty much... We should have told them to join up for the military. That was the rest of his sentence. So John, go ahead. You wanted...
These politicians can be easily defeated if we had free open communications on a national stage where you could open the lines and say, look, does anybody disagree with Bush closing 9/11 investigations? Because that's, of course, exactly what he did. And how are we going to get any bad guys if we do that then? Bush says, steals our faith and says, you either follow him or you're a terrorist. Well, but we have no ability to form our own conclusions. That's correct. Now, that's what Bush would say. That's right. You've got to follow him in blind faith or you're a terrorist. Well, that's as evil as anybody can possibly be in linear movement. Okay, so people go, it's the evil mastermind geniuses at Bilderberg and CFR that secretly control us. We don't know how they do it. They're so genius, you'll never figure it out. And you'll spend the rest of your life until you die victim, swimming in uncertainty because you don't understand what's transpiring in your name. Like, this is the thing. We want to blame Bilderberg. Give me a piece of evidence that Bilderberg is the institution Bilderberg is part of any kind of criminal conspiracy, because I've listened to tons of stuff and there's nothing there. They just get us off the track, and the track is where it's more difficult, because you actually have to understand things. How did the crime go down? Who's responsible for committing the offense? They go, CFR. What do you mean a CFR? There's nothing there. So anyway, like I say, the vast majority of Americans would say, oh, that's that kooky John guy. And years ago, like right after 9/11, 7-8 years ago, Bush, Rumsfeld, and Eero Sharon demanded that the Canadian government immediately arrest me because I was threatening their lives, they said. So I went to court, and I won my case. You know why? Because you can call me all the names you want, but when you get into the courtroom, you have to have evidence to form a conclusion, because that's the job description of the judge. And I said, well, look, Bush is personally responsible for closing 9/11 investigations. Here's some FBI officers who say they've been stopped from doing their job at apprehending the evildoers. Do you as a judge or the Crown, which is our prosecutors, it was the biggest case in Canadian history, by the way, 4 crowns I had. There's no murder case in the history of Canada that's ever had 4 crowns, all these guys trying to put me in jail. And I said, you'd be accessories to first-degree mass murder. You can't escape the truth of this relationship, But a lot of people, he's kooky, he's crazy, he's kooky. It doesn't matter. The evidence is the prerequisite to convince ourselves of anything. And there's all these other people who say, they're in with the Luciferian demonic cult. Well, I'll tell you, I know a lot of these criminals, the Halliburton guys. Whether they, in their off time, worship Lucifer is immaterial to the criminal actions they've taken. They can be. I'm not even saying it's a crime to be a Luciferian. I'm saying it's a crime to steal our lives, to con our kids, to die victim. while the actual perpetrators of mass murder in New York City escape unapprehended, like General Ahmad. He needs to be arrested. All these soldiers who say they're there to defend America do not defend America because they do it blindly. They don't form a rational thought or demand the defense of these women in Afghanistan. How difficult is it for a soldier to say, women will not be raped in my name here? You know, soldiers are dying to rape Afghanistan women because the government there, of course, made it legal. They're selling heroin. The soldiers speak not...
I want to go back and get some info on that. That's true. What's going on in Afghanistan? Now, I know they changed a law to where women can be raped, but are you saying that this has been done or this is being done and people are taking advantage of it that are in the armed services? We know they're out there raping, but do you think that they're doing this through the law to make it legal for military guys to go rape? What's going on here?
Well, I'm saying that they're just... I'm saying they're just as culpable. I'm not saying that I have any evidence that American soldiers have raped Afghanistan women. We, of course, know American women have been raped by KBR, and they've gone unarrested. And that's largely the same relationship that there's no men in the military.
We know they did to Iraqi women. I know girls have been trafficked out of Afghanistan. I was just – go ahead with your point. I was just pondering
yeah.
people in the military trying to take advantage of it, like you may have alluded to. With that law that changed, with the puppet Afghan government, Karzai.
Well, you know, the government was going to put, and likely did completely, although nobody was able to recover the corpse, so it's going to be hard to absolutely prove. But the government decided to put to death a man just because he was a Christian in Afghanistan, and no soldier uttered a concern. Who cares? It's just an innocent Christian put to death for his beliefs in God. And these soldiers say, well, they're killing. I watched a documentary yesterday, I think it was, or the day before. All these soldiers justify the indiscriminate killing of men, women, and children in Iraq because they say God's on their side, and they do a prayer to Christ to guide their way. Christ would, you know, if Christ had the power, he'd get down there and squish them all into, you know, the way they steal God from ourselves. They know that they're killing people indiscriminately. But, you know, those are harder challenges intellectually, and we can't really blame them because they're teenagers. But they know, you know, it's against the law to sell heroin into American cities to give your kids, likewise, life-term prison sentences or addict them to this horrifically addictive narcotic that's so addictable. Junkies are abounding everywhere. There's a documentary on the junkies in New York. There's a documentary on the junkies in Vancouver. And it's all at the help of the American service personnel in Afghanistan to say they will do nothing to defend ourselves from heroin. They got to get the bad guys. Can't worry ourselves about women's rights being denied and kids being pumped full of dangerous narcotics. No, they're going to get the bad guys. But they're not going to follow any crime scene leads and any real murder scenes. No. Because Bush, I call him the Antichrist, says they can't form their own conclusions. They have to go in faith blindly and not believe in the Constitution that demands. You have to actually understand what you're talking about. And this is the thing. Fox News, these people, you know, they hold the value of our lives in such complete disdain, contempt. And we can't challenge them because there's very few people who understand why torture is illegal, bailing out bankers is irrational, it makes no sense. Bombing Iraq makes no sense either because we can go wherever we please without delay prior to the bombing strikes beginning, and it only lowered our ability to freely move about. So we've only undermined our own so-called argument for going in there to begin with. But people go, yeah, but you're using all these words and you're hurting my brain. I don't want to...
Oh, yeah, exactly. John, we're actually going to break again. Anything else you want to add to that?
I think that about sums it all up.
But I understand what you're saying. I want to thank you for calling in. We'll talk to you at a future date.
This is like their organization... springboard them into politics and even after when they leave politics. So
in other words, it's a way to get them into local politics as a journalist, and then when they want to leave politics or whatever, they can go back and write op-ed pieces for these people or be commentators. It's basically just like an arm of Fox, I guess. Probably not a News Corp, but, you know, just that they're sponsoring this, adapting to a new world order, they're, you know, one of the media that, you know, is behind this thing is simply disgusting. I thank you for the call. Let's go to John in Canada. John, you're on the line. Yes, sir.
Hey, Jason. Yeah, the National Post in Canada, it's like our Fox News. A couple of years ago, they did a front page story on how great it is to drug our children with Ritalin, and they'd interview like 10-year-old children who would say, oh, I just love my Ritalin. I don't know what I'd do without it. So that's the evidence that they used to formally convince ourselves of why it was good to drug our children. So as Canadian Fox News people, they're deeply ignorant, stupid, and evil. But anyway, the reason I called, a couple of years ago, we had a legislature a member of the legislature in the Parliament of Ottawa who put forward a bill, and he said, look, I'm looking at the science of cigarette companies, and they're literally putting some of the most deadly carcinogens known to man purposefully in the cigarette for no other reason than I can figure but to kill ourselves. It's not a property of the tobacco processing, and it's got nothing to do with nicotine. It's to kill us. So he put forward a bill, and he said, all I want to do with this bill in Canada is to ban all cigarette companies from selling cigarettes in Canada that have these most deadly carcinogens here only to hurt our families, okay? Now, he could find nobody in Ottawa to support him. The Chorus News Network, which is our only radio network in Canada, you know, we've got 30 million people. We've got one radio network, and they're demons. They're evil. They want to torture defenseless innocent families to death like those victims in Guantanamo, who we know has been formally disclosed as completely innocent individuals. It's the act of kidnapping and warrants a lifetime prison sentence to the soldiers who obey blindly as enemies of the state. That's the nature of this. These guys who put forward this bill, or this one individual put forward the bill in Canada, it's got nothing to do with the Bilderberg. It's got to do with people who have criminal intent who rob us all over the place. There's all kinds of criminals. Some of the people at Bilderberg most undoubtedly are criminals, but to blame Bilderberg undermines our authority. We can get justice on our side if we form probable cause for criminal offenses that have occurred in our name. You know, even if the cop is a bad guy and he really wants to serve the neocon agenda, his job description requires that he support arresting people by following the crime scene leads to the real murder scene. He might lie and cheat us, but if you're going to speak in public, we can, and there's a lot of good cops out there. That's the thing we can't forget. You know, there's lots of good cops out there. You put forward the case and say, listen, whether Bilderberg was involved or not in consulting Bush to close investigations negates the fact that Bush closed criminal investigations on 9/11 immediately after the crime occurred. He
you know
doesn't
what? Right. An expansion of that just today, and I thank you for the call, just because I hear the echo, man. I gotta let you go. Just today, they were trying to pass this new bill where the government would be exempt from showing any photographs or video from anything that took place on September 11th, 2001, all the way to January 1st, 2009, or it might even be 2010, that they're still, retroactive immunity is already here. The Bush administration illegally declared that when they got caught spying on the American public through their telecommunications companies, through their internet, through their cell phone usage.
We got to understand, though, polls are pretty much bogus. They can get you to report whatever they want, whatever finding they're looking for, they'll create. And Bush and Gore in the presidential election, you know, after the debates, they say, well, what did you think? And they give you the answers. It was 50-50. And you'll look through history, and it's always 50-50. Why? Because to make sure the poll is fair, they make sure half the people they're contacting are pro-Bush people and half are pro-Gore. And now if you're officially pro-Bush, it's a function of something you're putting your daily life to, that's who you're going to vote for. So it's always 50-50, always. And we have that kind of relationship in Canada, too. But even if it was true, even if 99% of Americans supported taking an innocent person and torturing them to death because you got an excuse, it doesn't matter. You're still an evil Nazi bastard who deserves to be brought down by the full extent of our laws. As is torture, like you say, it is illegal. Why? Because you're going after no bad guys. You know, all these guys think they got excuses. You got to remember, there are actual sadists in our world that actually really enjoy hurting other people. Like Willie Brandt, for example. He confesses to torturing at least 30 people, some of them to death. You know, he beat them senseless, and he's asked on 60 Minutes or in other contexts also. Him and his commander Baring, and then there's, I think, Corey E. Jones is another guy. They tell you openly, they enjoy it. You take an innocent person, and
and he screams and begs for mercy, and you just keep beating him until he's dead. That's what's fun. They talk about it being pleasurable.
Yeah.
And they don't get convicted. They don't even get arrested, my friends. You know, there's a couple guy, Greener, he sent letters to his little daughter to tell her about how much he enjoyed beating senior citizens to death. So he got arrested because he went that far. But so many of these other guys, they don't get touched by anybody. And that's what their fetish is. They can torture an innocent person and look, American men do not exist. They do not scream for justice in our times. Like you have every single official person who actually, whose job description is to torture an innocent person. I mean, 100% of the time, not a single person there that does that job is actually committed to defending freedom in America, because they're not interested in going after the bad guys who did you wrong on 9/11. We have video of iron flowing from the tower like water. We know, according to the FBI, it was funded by General Ahmad, who was working with the Bush mobsters at the White House 2 days prior to 9/11 on their invasion of Afghanistan plan. That's where the true fight for justice lies. But we're too weak. We don't have the leadership skills. We want to blame Bilderberg or the CFR. And we know who specifically is responsible for closing investigations, Bush and Cheney. But people go, oh, they're just puppets. Well, no, they just actually closed criminal investigations. They have the authority to do that, you see. But they're breaking your laws. They're denying you equal privilege standing, or they're denying you equal privilege to actually believe in yourself, because all the Taliban are guilty of is demanding evidence to form your mind. And Bush says in faith, says you either follow him or you're a terrorist. You're either with him or a terrorist, but you can't form your own conclusions. It's only faith. We're not pursuing evidence to form a rational thought. The bad guys are the Taliban, and that's that.
Yeah.
We're not going to push it any further. And that's how I look at the whole thing. Torture is illegal. And then when you look at the cases that we know of in Guantanamo, these are innocent people they kidnapped off the deserts for, I think it was what, some like $20,000, $30,000 bounties. Just give us a body and say it's a Taliban, and that's all we want here at Guantanamo.
That's really the thing that, you know, we have to look at when we look about, you know, these Guantanamo Bay and torture and all that stuff. A lot of these people, yeah, they were paid by some Afghanistan militiamen to you know, as bodies to put in jail to help with the propaganda of the United States war. You know, innocent goat herders taken from their farms, thrown into a prison, tortured. I mean, could you imagine such a thing happening? And you know, that's really the type of stuff that we have to look at in regards to this. You were a little bit all over the map there with the 9/11 stuff. I mean, I don't know what that has to do with. I guess that's really the excuse for everything. Well, 9/11 happened. We have to torture all the people. We have to take innocent goat herders and put them in a prison and torture the hell out of them just to get justice. But, you know, it's nonsense, but it is. It's completely lawful. And I thank you for the call, John, from Canada. We're going to go to the next person on the line, Eric from San Diego. You are live on the Animal Farm Radio Show. How are you?
How you doing, man?
Good, good.
Yeah, I tend to agree with the last caller, some of what he was saying about the bounties and, you know, just imagine the scenario. You're a poppy farmer or a goat herder or whatever, and you have a chunk of land, and your neighbor has a chunk of land that you really, really want, and can't just take it from them. So what's the next best thing? Cave into the Americans, take a 30 grand bounty, and your next door neighbor gets whisked off, and you got his property. But I agree with you. We need to see those pictures. We need to see what's being done in our name to see if we're okay with that, and then take it from there.
Final segment of the broadcast, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for tuning in tonight. And I'll get to this last article here on the Pope joining Facebook. This is a ridiculous news story there. But first, we have our phone call holding. Let's go to... Let's see here. Let's go to John in Canada. John, how you doing, sir?
Hey, Lee. I'm doing pretty good. Another great day for battling evil, it is.
Sure is. What's on your mind tonight?
Oh, well, a lot of what you've been talking about. When you talked about that, you were naming the names of the right-wing, or whatever, not even the right-wing, whatever, the corporate control fascist experts as radio personalities and TV guys. You know, actually...
I believe that's just about all of them. You know, there's not that many of them, and there's 300 plus million people in America, and plus there's everybody else of humanity. But I wanted to let you know, Judicial Watch, I believe it was Judicial Watch, this was already a couple of years ago, through some Freedom of Information requests and so on, they've discovered that all the military experts on CNN and Fox News were paid by Rumsfeld billions of dollars, and they got the recordings that I listened to like 2 years ago of Rumsfeld's office telling them the points that they're going to talk to the American public on the TV news. And again, just as I think you termed him a monster, this guy Ralph, I think it was, right?
Yes, Ralph.
He is a traitor to every dying soldier. He's an enemy of all people who are truly committed to freedom for the individual, because you don't have to be a genius to figure out we've been lied to continuously while Fox News still smiles and says, go on and die, soldier, you coward. Instead of defending America, go and kill these helpless people in third world conditions while we steal their resources. I mean, nobody denies this. It's through the tyranny of censorship that the truth doesn't prevail. But thus far, you know, shows like yours, you're keeping yourself open, which is important. You know, we can all be faulted and make mistakes on certain issues, but it's the forces of justice that bring us together where we can actually for sure conclude something. Like you were talking about blood sacrifice, and I'm not saying I disagree with you, really. In a murder case, for example, a guy might murder somebody might murder their spouse for an insurance policy, and we call that the motive, but that really isn't the determinant factor on whether the person's found guilty or innocent. But like you say, gas is war crime. They broke the truce. So it's understanding how our freedoms are infringed upon, and we can get to isolated cause and effect relationships that nobody can dispute. In that case, of course, Israel does admit to breaking the truce, so they started the indiscriminate conflict and then said they would continue to do it, continue to target Christian schoolgirls, for example, in a school they knew were there, until rockets stopped falling on their country. Well, that's irrational. You're a war criminal. You've just murdered these people irrationally, as is that demon you quoted talking about the Iraq war. Well, March the 7th, 2003, Hans Blix spoke at the UN internationally, declaring that the United States has complete 100% access to go wherever you please without delay. So again, it's a war crime. There's no reason to bomb the country. You're only lowering your abilities to freely move about and find the said WMDs. Of course, we now know that was all a lie. They knew from the get-go that they were lying to us then also. They want to kill ourselves. So do they believe in the devil? Maybe. But I'm going to put them in a courtroom and convict them for their crimes because I can clearly see that they're truly responsible. I mean, they've propagandized us officially through the Rumsfeld's office to ensure that you don't understand that there's no reason to bomb the country. And like you're probably aware, Lawrence Wilkerson, who's been in the news these last few days, who was the deputy secretary to Colin Powell, says that Bush and Cheney and the boys were working to try to find some innocent person they could torture practically to death who would claim Saddam and bin Laden were having sexual relationships. You know, it's madness.
Well, hey, where'd you hear that one? I haven't heard that one. Did you have like a source?
Yeah, well, Lawrence Wilkerson, he was on Rachel Maddow. He doesn't say sexual relationship, okay? I exaggerated slightly there. He declares, as an assistant to Colin Powell, before even torture was made legal, they were searching out for people that they could torture to confess that bin Laden and Saddam Hussein were buddy buddies so they could go into Iraq, which they planned all along. Prior to even 9/11, they were ready to go. Cheney had his plans all in place to steal all their oil revenues. And like you say, what are their... You know, when we look at the Iraq war, we can say blood sacrifice in some cases, but in other cases, depending on who we're talking about, there's all kinds of criminals here. We got Halliburton being a middleman. It doesn't have to be there at all. Like, before Halliburton arrived, the Army would purchase fuel for their vehicles. Now, Halliburton is a middleman that doesn't need to be there, and they're going to purchase gas for the military and then give it to the military. Well, they don't need to be there, but they're going to take 60% of the money. So why do they do it? They're getting all this free cash, billions of dollars. Why do the bankers do it? They don't even, you know, I think we've discussed this briefly before. People just don't understand the bankers don't cover our loans. Bailing them out is irrational. Plus, J.P. Morgan had, as they still do, more than $1 trillion in capital. They can lend out money, and they've been able to do that throughout the so-called crisis all the way from the beginning of the founding of the country almost. These guys always have, why? Because they have no expenses. Banks, bailing out a bank is
it's ridiculous.
It's what it is.
John, I mean, yeah, just let me jump in here real quick. I mean, there's just so much going on, it's almost impossible to keep track of everything because the criminality and the corruption is off the charts. You know, we just see it over and over and over and over again. And the information they're talking about with all the fake news and the military analysts, that was reported in the New York Times and a bunch of our sources. I mean, it's pretty much common knowledge that we have the DOD that has essentially infiltrated the media. And you got things like Operation Mockingbird. So everything you see in that idiot box, it's not real. It's a bunch of garbage. But, John, I'll let you finish up real quick. I got to cover this news story in the Vatican. So final thoughts, please.
Sure, that these media pundits are actors. We're all actors, and they can pull on our heartstrings and tell us about how they're doing good things. But we need to understand, and they don't make the effort to form our conclusions by facts. They steal our faith. They say, well, the Taliban are now using white phosphorus. What's your evidence? They never demand evidence to form our conclusion. They just steal our faith. It's in God's interest that we understand what the hell we're doing here. Even if you're an atheist, you should be behind these same principles that extend to all conscious entities in the universe anywhere. Anyway, keep up the good work. I'll call you another day later.
All right, thank you for the call, John. I appreciate it. It's a lot of information, and you know, only got about 2 minutes left in the show, so I can't really adequately analyze everything that John said. But I will say this much: yes, look, I mean, everything you see in the media is controlled, it's contrived, it's put out there for a reason. And look, the DOD has put out these military analysts out there intentionally to spread propaganda for the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. That much is certain, and there's a lot of sources you can look at. The New York Times article is one. It was really everywhere. The fake news, it came out that they were spending billions of dollars of fake news. Just some incredible stuff.
Bilderberg is here. Oh.
It is. That's totally disgusting.
It really is.
But anyhow, I wish you and Alex would get together and generate a list of everybody in the Bilderberg group, the CFR, the whole nine yards, and expose all the crud and scum that's out there.
Well, you know what? That list is really openly available. If you go to the CFR website, they have profiles for everybody. Recently, as everybody knows now, we did this little short Aaron Russo film based on the interview and a couple other videos that we had with Aaron from a few years back. And, of course, Aaron always talked about Nicholas Rockefeller and, say, you know, his membership in the CFR and his friendship to him. Well, Aaron was able to hunt down a hardcover book by the CFR with a chapter by Nicholas Rockefeller dedicated to globalism, just so we could check that and confirm it. Yeah, these guys are everywhere. The CFR does exist. The Bilderberg Group does exist. Globalism is a reality. The New World Order is part of that. And, I mean, I know it's funny to some people, but it's not funny to me when the Federal Reserve just stole $9 trillion. It's really more than that. But yes, they're saying, $9 trillion? We don't know where it is. You get to pay for it. And then they write articles like this. I thank you for the call, my man. Let's go to John in Canada. John, you're on the line.
Hey, Jason.
How you doing, sir?
I'm doing pretty good. It's another day for battling evil, though, for sure. So I'm not going to give you a hard time, but I'm gonna play a Christ advocate in defense of everybody over at Bilderberg. Examples. You know, if Bilderberg did do 9/11, the first thing, likely, as a good strategy, is to have you or anybody else in the NWO movement blame Bilderberg, because we can't form a warrant for arrest. You know, Bilderberg is not an individual. There's a lot of people there, like the bartender, who we can't establish is guilty of any criminal offense just yet.
Sure, but I don't think we would actually advocate the arrest of the bartender. I think you would advocate the arrest of those who are on the official list to attend the meeting, those in the actual rooms, not people who work in the hotel, because the Bilderberg Group moves around. Go ahead.
Okay. Second, if anybody, no matter who it is who did 9/11, if we want to arrest any of them, we're going to have to open criminal investigations that were closed officially by Cheney and Bush.
Well, that's why I think the first people that you need to indict for the criminal act is Dick Cheney. Dick Cheney can be indicted on his actually, not his testimony, but the testimony of Norman Mineta before the 9/11 commission, that he was indeed in the Presidential Emergency Operating Center. He did know that the plane or whatever was coming into the Pentagon, and he did give an order right before the plane hit the Pentagon, instructing basically the guys to stand down, because we know that nobody in the Pentagon actually got a warning of this object, yet they're aware of it in the PEOC. And then they changed the timeline in the 9/11 commission report to say that Cheney wasn't there until 9:52, when his own testimony in early news reports puts him there before the Pentagon attack. So my thing is, all right, if we're going to actually open up a criminal investigation and a new commission or whatever, the first person that we go after is Dick Cheney, and he should have to tell the truth to us, the people, we the people. And if this thing is ever formed, I would hope that it would be actual 9/11 family members that had the power of subpoena and not bureaucrats that are just going to cover it up anyway. Go ahead.
Well, like you said, that's a good enough right there to form a warrant, which you just said. Also, the fact that they closed investigations is obstruction. We don't have to argue it any further in front of any legitimate judge. Cheney and Bush would be immediately arrested, but we can do this. Who would disagree with this, Burmese? These are our fears. You know, we're fearful of what we don't understand, so we don't lay blame directly at those who are truly responsible because we're fearful of the consequences. But you're doing an outstanding job. You know, it could be even better if on Coast to Coast they wouldn't downgrade you or never have you on, or say just a couple of days ago encouraging listeners to go read popular science on 9/11.
Well, who did that? Art Bell or George Norrie? It was probably Art Bell, right?
No, it's Ian Punnett. And he's done it more than once, and he can't. I don't understand how he can get away with that. If there's only 10 people out there that are fans of yourself and are truly committed to justice, get on there and say, look, we need to arrest those who are responsible for 9/11. They've closed investigations. Whoever did it is getting away for sure. Now, this is what's crucial with Cheney today. Cheney says he has to torture defenseless innocent families, some of them to death, because he's truly concerned for your life and getting those who did us wrong on 9/11 back in New York City, but he closed his investigation.
Yeah, no, I'm with you 110%, man. Yeah. Especially on the Cheney point. I mean, Cheney coming out and accusing this administration of you know, they're going to allow another terrorist attack. Meanwhile, this administration is torturing just like the last one. They didn't really close down anything. If they are going to close down Guantanamo Bay, which they're saying they can't do because of budget reasons, they don't have the funding to do it. They're just going to move these people to other black sites where, again, they are torturing, they are raping, they are breaking the law. I'm with you, man. I hope one day we will see Cheney brought before a court and let us flesh out the investigation. I don't have the power of subpoena. I'm not a district attorney. You know what I mean? I'm not a state CPA. One day, maybe.
Well, I've talked to a number of prosecutors. I mean, we could do this tomorrow. You know, we just have to have the will to encourage others to demand the same respect for any individual out there that has a concern for surviving. You know, we don't want to die as indiscriminate murder victims so Cheney and the boys can profit off our deaths, being unrepresented. These people aren't elected. We say they're elected, but listen, Ron Paul's got lots of good things going for him, okay, but look, Elizabeth Warren is the head cop for the TARP funds, the Congressional Oversight Panel. She says they're committing criminal fraud today. She was on Jon Stewart. She was on Rachel Maddow. You're only getting 60 cents for every dollar you're spending, and it's a criminal fraud. This is where Ron Paul should be, but he's not. Just like you said, I think it was your show.
But Ron Paul is trying to audit the Fed, and he does have a lot of supporters on that bill. So if he's able to get that one piece of legislation through, I think that's a huge triumph, and I think it's along the lines of what you want to see, my friend. I'm going to have to drop you, get to the next caller. Thank you for the call, John. Let's